Welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lygos, editor-in-chief, and I'm happy to report that all of us are actually here in the studio this morning. Woo! This is a first for a while, guys. Yes. Joe Haley, managing editor, is back from vacation, although he's sporting a few bumps and bruises. We'll talk about that later. Nice to see you in the one piece, Joe.
Yeah, it's great to be back.
Andy Cohn's here, and we'll learn why the past week has been like a holiday for Andy. Good morning, Andy.
Woohoo!
Wow, that's the most excited I've seen Andy in a long time.
Well, you'll hear why later.
We're honored to have Michelle Bell here in the office with us this morning. Now, Michelle just had another birthday. If anyone can call
Happy
in
birthday.
With her real
Happy
age.
Happy birthday.
With my real
yes,
age.
If anyone can call in and guess her age, we'll have a special present for them. Our call-in number this morning, of course, is 215-953-4979. Call us to tell us what's on your mind. Happy birthday, Michelle.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
And, of course, we've got Kathy Houston, editor of Advantages, who's been sort of weepy this week since her son is starting his first year of college. Hey,
she's
Kathy.
Old.
Hey.
Old.
You're the same age, Joe. Aha. I'd also like to take a second to give a shout-out to my Uncle Gary, a faithful listener who is tuning in this morning from Cody, Wyoming. Everybody say hi to Uncle
hi.
Gary.
What's up,
hi, Uncle Gary.
All right, we've got a super-duper show for you this morning. Super Joe, duper. Tell us what is on tap.
All right, we're going to look at holiday gift-giving trends. Then we'll look at the U.S. Olympic team's uniforms from the opening ceremony, hot or not. Happy birthday to Jeanette Dermer. She's DARD's 100-year-old employee, and she shares it with our 100-year-old employee, Michelle. Our oldest mom is going to talk about back-to-school promos, so you'll know who our oldest mom is when she starts yapping. The Jets' new quarterback's jersey is flying off the shelves.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it is.
And Melinda has a celebrity game where we're going to take callers, and people have a chance to win a beautiful prize.
Valuable prizes.
Then we look at the compensation study the counselor did, and if we get a chance, I have a story to tell about the Outer Banks.
Thanks, but first, Andy Cohn, known to all of us as Mr. Business, is going to entertain us with the industry news in 60 seconds. Take it away, Andy.
All right. Norwood Promotional Products just announced that it will be holding prices on its product line for the remainder of 2008. While many suppliers have announced mid-year price increases on some or all of their product lines, Norwood, the third largest supplier on Counselor's Top 40, has decided to keep its pricing stable on its line of more than 4,000 products throughout this year. Industry suppliers Custom HBC and Web Company have announced a joint marketing agreement. Under the marketing partnership, which both companies say will evolve more specifically over time, the first step is that the two suppliers are publishing a joint 2008-2009 gift catalog this month. As kids make their way back to school in a few weeks, parents are purchasing back-to-school items in record numbers. Even in the face of dwindling consumer spending, the Nielsen Company just forecast the back-to-school market to increase 3% this year. The top products sold in the category are obviously notebooks, papers, binders, folders, but the Nielsen forecast also expects parents to spend more than $300 million over the next couple of months on pens, pencils, and markers. Plus, in Promogram later today, we'll have a report on how the lack of credit is beginning to impact companies in the ad specialty industry, as well as a news video of the week and a new episode of The Joe Show.
Thanks, Andy. If you'd like to comment on the industry news or anything else that's on your mind, give us a call right now. Our phone lines are open. 215-953-4979. And with that, we have our first caller, Mary Lou Rogers, a distributor from Peak Promotional Group. Mary Lou, how are you this morning?
I am just fine, thank you.
Hi, Mary Lou.
So what's on your mind this morning, Mary Lou?
Well, just as a distributor out here, we were, of course, just looking for, you know, any particular ideas, any new product out there that certainly might spark something for one of our clients. And we have a whole variety of clients that range from schools to industry
if you go to asicentral.com, you can find videos of the Joe Show where I showcase some of the newest products, especially from the recent trade show in Chicago. And I also not only show you the products, I give you some ideas of clients you might present them to.
All sorts of new ideas that are on there, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. Check out the Joe Show. That'll be in today's promogram.
And you'll also see Joe with his new beard.
Which is very exciting.
Added bonus.
Thank you.
Well, guys, it still may be hot outside, but of course, this is the time of year when distributors really gear up with their holiday gifts. We've been interviewing some gift-giving experts lately and found a lot of good tips that distributors can give their clients. Now, one that I found was interesting is if companies are thinking about giving gifts to their employees, the experts really recommend they give the same gift to everyone. So no tiering the gifts and giving executives like the high-end items and, you know, administrative assistants, lower-end items. They said that that really spreads, you know, ill will rather than goodwill. So if you're looking to give holiday gifts, one thing to recommend to your clients is to give everyone the same gift. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, it
makes sense. I mean, you don't want to alienate a group of people when you're trying to give a holiday gift, you know.
Well, one thing that they do here at ASI, every Thanksgiving, you get your choice of a turkey or a holiday pie, and everyone gets, again, the same thing. And I think it builds a lot of camaraderie. Everybody, you know, everyone looks forward to
this. I get the pie.
Yeah, plus a portion of the pie proceeds go to charity, which is a
good
plus. Yeah.
We have another caller. Judd, a distributor, is on line one to talk about corporate gifts. How you doing, Judd?
Good. How are we doing?
Hey, Judd.
Hey, sweetie.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm good.
Are you gearing up for the gift-giving season, Judd?
We're gearing up for the gift-giving season, but I totally disagree with giving everybody the same gift.
Okay.
I think you got to take care of your biggest producers, period, end of conversation. That's the same way with salaries. It's the same way with anything. So why would you have 10 salespeople, 2 people aren't producing, 6 people are producing phenomenally? Why would you be giving everybody the same gift? You got to take care of the ones that are taking care of you, period, end of conversation.
Well, if it's end of conversation, I don't know if I should add anything.
We have nothing to say. Thanks for calling.
Nothing to say. Thanks for calling. That's it.
You know, I think you're right, and I think the point of the experts we interviewed was that, you know, you can give other rewards, you know, throughout the year in the form of commission bonuses and incentives to high-performing salespeople. But when it comes to holiday time, their point was that everyone, you know, you're spreading goodwill at that point.
No, I can agree with that. I understand what you're saying. I just think it...
I thought it was in a conversation.
Erase that period.
A little bit because you just made such a good and profound argument.
There,
you know, like,
so eloquent.
I was blown away by that. So, you know, I hear you. I still think maybe it's under the table. Maybe not everyone has to know about what everybody else is getting. You know, our company, when it comes to holiday gifts and different things, you know, it's sort of anonymous. You get what you get, and, you know, yes, there may be something that goes to everybody across the board.
So what, do you take someone behind, you take someone in a corner and just sneak it?
Yeah.
I love that. I love the sneaky. I'm on board with that.
I was going to say.
That's what it's all about. I mean, come on.
The stuff that's public, that's probably the things that you really need to be more equal on, but... You can give gifts all the time that are, you know, that aren't as public as everything else, like salary. You know?
I think it's going to be, honestly, it's very interesting this year in terms of gift giving, whether it's your own employees or whether it's going to be to your clients. I think it's going to be a very fine line this year what people do. I think it's, you know, because I think, A, a lot of companies will be cutting back, and, B, I just, with the economy the way it is, with business the way it is, some companies may be doing fantastic. A lot of companies aren't doing or going kind of. I think it's more this year going to be about how you can get creative as far as giving a gift, not only to your employees, but to your clients, but without going out and spending an exorbitant amount of money. I think, you know, and yes, 9 out of 10 distributors are going to give something green, you know, but yeah, I got to get more creative than that. You know, it's, I really think you got to figure out a way to do something this year that's meaningful to, but at the same point in time, be conscious of what's going on out there in the world in terms of what you're actually spending. Because if you go and send elaborate or give elaborate gifts, I don't know what type of message that's necessarily sending.
Well,
thanks,
well
Judd.
Said. Period. End of conversation. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Judd.
Of course, we'd love to hear your opinion on this. Give us a call right now, 215-953-4979. Well, guys, let's talk Olympics. I know a bunch of us saw the opening ceremonies, and as you probably noticed, the U.S. Olympics team were sporting some new duds. Michelle, tell us more about it.
Well, and they looked really snazzy, I think.
They did.
Snazzy?
They looked snazzy.
They were sharp.
Their outfits were designed by Ralph Lauren, and they've been getting kudos from certainly fashion critics and, you know, the press in general. What they wore was, for the opening ceremonies, was tropical wool navy blazers emblazoned with, you know, a very large,
Ralph Lauren polo
logo.
It was like 10 inches tall.
Yeah. And these white cotton broadcloth shirts and twill newsboy caps and striped neckwear, ties for the men and scarves for the women. And, you know, in comparison to some of the other countries who paraded in the opening ceremonies, the New York Times called it basically, with the exception, notably, of the U.S. team, a parade of slovenliness. Uh-huh. And they noted that Australia's team looked sloppy, and Canada's team, who were dressed in a variety of blue hues, looked like they sucked on ice blocks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. But they lauded the though? American team.
They across they the board, really, the really Americans nice. Are getting, I mean, which says a lot about, you know, if you
dressing
put some
up.
Time and effort and get, you know, a designer who knows what they're doing.
Well, it was actually, it was very, a very classic look. As
you know, there were, though, a lot of countries, there were plenty that were messy, but there were a lot that did dress up this year that had, like, sport coats and like the American team. It was pretty cool because normally they just do the like, sweatsuit type
right,
look,
right, right.
And that ends up not being good. And some did that, but for a large portion of the countries, they were really dressed up.
With ties.
Oh, with yeah. ties. Yes,
I know Joe loves this.
You were happy to watch that, weren't you?
Yes, I was, as usual.
There were no jeans. Well, it's back to school time, which means besides Kathy's son going off to college, it's back to school promos. Oh, there's the
class,
bell for
class.
Many in the
Let's
industry.
Get to class.
Kathy, what trends are you seeing in the back to school arena for promos?
Well, retailers are using online marketing more than ever and partnering up with MySpace, YouTube, and Facebook.
Yep.
And they're using celebrities to advertise their products, and Sears in particular.
Here we go again with the celebrities.
There you, well, they
Wait
sell.
Till we play the game.
Celeb sells. But Sears in particular is one of them, and their 2008 campaign messages, "Don't go back, arrive." What do you think about that?
Wow.
I think that's great. I'm going back for my MBA now.
Are you arriving back for your
yeah,
MBA?
I'm arriving back because of the celebrity endorsements.
Yeah, but this is like really a great way to hit tweens and teens because, you know, 54% of them use online social networking sites. So that's where
absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, the thing I love about the social networking sites, I think they're a good tool for employers to vet out prospective employees.
Yeah.
In fact, we were looking for a nanny this summer. And, you know, when we found someone we liked, we checked out her MySpace
yeah,
site. And it
that's
was very
what
nice.
Did you find?
No, it was good.
Very
but,
Mary
know,
Poppins-esque.
Exactly. She had an umbrella. No, but I think it's a great way to check out people. I think we weren't sure about hiring an intern once, and Joe checked him out on MySpace.
Yeah, yes. So all you
and
kids
he was
out there,
trashing
careful.
His former employer,
he,
right?
Yeah, he was a little crazy, so
yeah,
it's like...
Yeah, so that helped us make
sure. So we moved on.
So we moved on.
Period. End of discussion.
Oh, no, very good.
Well, as Joe mentioned, we've got a big birthday in the industry today, and I think she's on the phone. Joe, tell us more.
Jeanette Derman from Dart, a supplier in the industry, has turned 100 years old, and she is still working. Jeanette, you're on the air.
What do you want me to say?
Well, happy birthday!
First of all, happy birthday to you. How are you?
I'm fine, and how are you?
We're terrific. 100 years old, and you're still working.
That's right.
Why is that?
Because I don't feel that I'm 100 years old.
How old do you feel?
I feel much younger, and I think I'm much too young to retire.
Well, you
good
sound very
you.
Young.
Now, Jeanette, I understand that you did retire at 92 as a crossing guard, and then you took the job at DART. Is that correct?
I worked for the Skokie Police Department for 32 years as a school crossing guard.
Wow.
And now what do you do for DART?
What do I do for DART?
Uh-huh.
I work in the sample room.
Oh, that's great.
And how did you arrive at DART? You know, how did you get there?
Well, I heard DART. I heard so many people that were affiliated with DART, and I felt that if I'm going to go to work, I'm going to see if I can go to work for DART. And I came down to apply for the job, and I got it.
Now, Jeanette, what's your favorite part about being in this industry?
What's my favorite what?
Part about being in the industry. What do you like about promotional products?
I feel that I'm part of DART. And DART has done so much for me. It has inspired me. It's given me confidence. It gives me the reason for doing what I do. And that's it.
Well, that's wonderful. I know they have a huge celebration planned for you this week, and we wish you a wonderful birthday.
I have one more question, Jeanette.
What is it?
What's your next job?
My next job? I think I'm going to become a hooker.
Awesome!
We love that, Jeanette. Well, happy birthday.
Thank
happy
you so
birthday.
Much.
And
have
thanks
fun.
For coming on the air with us.
Tell me my birthday present.
Happy. What's your birthday present?
Joe's going to sing to you, Joe.
Pardon?
Joe's going to sing to you.
No, I'm not going to sing.
Jonathan.
You're supposed to be happy on your birthday.
Happy birthday, Jeanette.
Happy birthday, Jeanette.
And thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Wow, well, now it's time to segue to the Celebrity Game Show. It's a really new segment this week. Wow.
Yeah, how do you segue out of that?
That was great.
I want to be a 100-year-old hooker. I think that's going to be my
goal.
Awesome.
Yeah, you are. Well, you're close.
You're close. We've got 2 or 3 years.
And you're already a hooker.
You know, there's probably a good market for that, you know, at that level. I mean,
you think? Well, yeah. Did you hear about the old people porn?
Can we talk about the Celebrity Game Show?
can we move on, please?
We're going down a very bad road here. Celebrity Game Show. It's a new segment this week, guys. If anyone wants to play, all they have to do is call us right now at 215-953-4979. Now, the winner of the game will receive a special promotional product that was recently featured on The Joe Show. So it'll be handpicked by Joe himself. Here's how it works. I'm going to give you guys 3 different stories about celebrities and promo products, and you have to tell me which story is real. So sound good? I'll test it on you guys, and then I think we have some callers to play. Okay?
So this is a fake one. This isn't the real one.
I'm going to give you 3 stories. This is fake? And you have to tell me which one is real. Oh, there's 2 fake and 1 real.
One real.
Okay?
But we can tell you.
Well, you can guess, but you don't know the answer.
Okay.
Okay, the first story is Tom Arnold. You guys remember him?
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately.
He recently caused a commotion at a celebrity gifting suite at a charity event in L.A. when he took off his pants and his underwear to try on a pair of promotional shorts from Joe Boxer. That's right. He went commando right in the middle of the event. Okay.
Wow.
So that's story one.
Let's hope that's not real.
If it's not real, she made it up.
Yeah, that's the scary part.
What's worse, if she made that up or if that story's actually real?
If she made it up.
Oh, my God.
All right, the second story is Misha Barton. You guys remember her from The O.C.?
Yes.
She was just voted America's...
The O.C.,
please. She was voted America's greediest celebrity by the readers of Us magazine after she was seen leaving a film festival with 8 pairs of UGG boots from a gifting suite. Okay, so she loaded up at the gifting suite.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Misha. And lastly, story 3, Matt Damon and his wife recently were in the news after auctioning off their used, and let's emphasize used, diaper bag for charity. And the bag they got a couple years ago when their daughter was born as a promotional gift. And they auctioned it off on eBay and got, guess how much? $1,000.
Wow. That's
for a used.
It's used. A human. Yeah, it's from Matt Damon.
All right, so those are our 3 stories. Tom Arnold, Misha Barton, and Matt Damon.
For us to answer or for...
Well, I think we should let the callers answer.
All right, we've got some callers, so let's take
I have a guess.
Forget you guys.
I know what it is.
All right, Josh Gudelman from Liquimark is on line 1.
Hey, Josh.
Josh, how are you?
How are you?
Good,
hey,
how are you?
Doing good.
Thanks for calling in for the celebrity game. Did you hear our 3 stories?
I missed the first one. I think I heard something about Misha Barton and then Matt Damon in a diaper bag. I think I missed the first one.
The first one's the best one.
The first one was Tom Arnold was recently at a celebrity gifting suite in a charity event, and he took off his pants and underwear to try on some promotional boxer shorts.
Okay.
Then was Misha Barton was voted America's greediest celebrity by leaving a film festival with 8 pairs of Uggs.
Okay.
And Matt Damon and his wife auctioned off a used diaper bag and for charity and got $1,000.
Okay.
So what do you think's the real story, Josh?
What do I think?
Drum roll.
If I had to guess the real story, I would believe the... I mean, the Tom Arnold thing sounds really believable, but...
In what way?
I don't know. I could just...
Because he's a kook.
He seems like the kind of guy that would want to help out the promotional products industry by dropping his pants. But I'm going to... I'll probably go with the Misha Barton.
Oh, I'm sorry, Josh. Great try, though. Call in again next week. Better luck.
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, Josh.
We have another caller. Cindy Jorgensen, a distributor on line 3. Hey, Cindy, how are you?
I'm very good. How are all of you?
Hey,
good, Cindy.
Great.
Hey, you know, good. Cindy's on the counselor hot list.
I
yes,
know.
She is.
Check it out this month.
Cool.
And I am proud to be on the counselor hot list. Absolutely.
Who
all right,
wouldn't be?
Cindy, did you get the 3 stories?
I got the 3 stories, but I didn't hear the previous caller's response.
Oh, no, we can't give that away.
Sorry.
Oh, I can't hear that.
No.
You're on your own, baby.
And I have to pick which one I think is correct or
exactly.
Which one is false.
Which one is correct?
I'm going to have to go with Misha being the greediest celebrity. I could
You should have heard the last caller.
Thanks a lot.
So close. Everybody thinks Misha's greedy.
Sorry, Cindy. Try again next time. All right, we have a caller from China, I believe, on line 5. Daniel, are you there?
Oh, absolutely I am.
All right.
Hi, Daniel.
That's some good enthusiasm.
How are you? Hey, Michelle Bell, Dan Krasenstein.
Hey, sweetie, how are you?
Daniel, are you at the Olympics?
I wanted to be be the longest long-distance caller into your radio show.
Well, we appreciate that.
Where are you calling from this morning?
I'm calling from my home office in Shanghai, China.
Wow. How's the weather there today?
Foggy.
It's about 85 Fahrenheit and about 90% humidity.
Wow. Ooh. Thanks for making the call. Listen, do you want to play our celebrity game? We don't have a winner yet.
Not only that, but I'm going to tell you about the outfits for the Olympics. I'm headed up there on Friday. I got about a 2.5-hour flight. I'm taking my wife and kids to, about 8 different events.
Sweet.
So I'll give you a first-eye view on the outfits I see up there in Beijing.
Fabulous.
That's awesome. All right, so what celebrity story is real?
The person I can relate to most is Tom Arnold. There's our guy.
Oh, everybody got it wrong. As much as you would like to see Tom Arnold naked, I don't believe it really happened.
Between you and me.
Well, thanks so much for calling in, Dan, and definitely call us next Tuesday and give us an update on the Olympics.
You got it.
Thanks, sweetie.
Thanks, Dan.
So was Matt Damon your guest, Joe?
No. I thought it was that greedy Misha Barton.
Yeah, I didn't think it was Matt Damon.
Wow, so I did a good job faking you guys
good
out.
Work.
You did. Wow. So yeah, Matt Damon was the real story. He got $1,000 for a used promotional.
What did he do
I can't believe he only got
$1,000. Did he give it to charity, I hope?
Yeah, he gave it for charity. Okay. No, he and his wife were a little short.
This week.
All right, now it's time to find out why Andy Cohn's been smiling so much in the past week. Andy, tell us the news.
It's all about Brett Favre.
Ah, is it Favre? Is that how you pronounce it?
It's not Favre.
It's Favre.
As they brought in something about Mary.
Brett Favre.
Ah, see? Something about Mary from way back in the day. Brett Favre has come to the New York Jets, and as we in New York like to say,
who cares?
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
Again.
See, there we go.
Spoken with real Andy Cohn enthusiasm.
So not just the on-the-field enthusiasm that's happening in New York, but the jerseys are flying off the shelves. The NFL.com website
crashed. Record day.
Yeah, they sold 6,000 jerseys in the span of 48 hours.
Jets jerseys or...
Jets, Brett Favre jerseys. Yeah,
yes.
But those are old news, please.
I know.
It's only about Jet Brett Favre
jerseys. Don't you feel bad for Chad Pennington?
No,
it's a business. Come
He's
on,
so
we're moving on,
oh,
baby.
God.
What is this? He's so cute.
So cute.
Who cares?
Cute.
They won four football games last year.
Brett Favre is cute, too.
Yeah. I don't care about cute. That's nothing.
Have you gotten your jersey yet?
I haven't, but if you'd like to get me one,
no, that's okay.
Happy to get it. Speaking of holiday gifts, I could take one of those.
The other interesting thing is that the new Madden game came out midnight. It came out at midnight, and Brett Favre is on the front cover with his Green Bay Packers jersey. However, you can go to the website of the company that developed it. I think it's EA Sports.
EA Sports, yeah.
And you can download a new cover, slide it inside, and you can also download an update for the game where you can get Brett Favre in that ugly Jets jersey.
Oh, my God. What boy? Has that much time on their hands?
Ugly
Jets
jersey.
Oh, I don't do video. I'm not the video game guy.
I'm not the video game guy.
Matt
Hiss
stands.
Game, though.
Where is he? Well, I definitely like to be the person who's selling those jerseys.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they've made 60,000 of them, and they're expecting to sell all of them and then make another run. But the 60,000 alone at $80 a piece would be almost $5 million on jersey sales. It would be crazy. So he's really making a lot of news.
And then the other question is, you're working here in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, well,
in Eagles territory, and you're a Jets fan?
You
he
bet.
He lives in New York.
I live in New York, and I'm from
New
York.
I think you should conform
and
to our ways.
And who cares about the Eagles?
It is
all about the Jets.
He supports the New Jersey Jets.
What about the Giants?
New York Jets.
Did
the
you
New
guys
Jersey
read the article
Jets.
In Vanity
we just play
Fair
in Jersey.
A couple years ago saying the Jets fans were the worst sports fans of all time?
Yeah, we're
they
not.
They like spit on you in the stands.
We are not a sophisticated lot, but that's not what counts. We care about our football team.
But the Philadelphia Eagles fans are sophisticated.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
You know
they
what
have
happened,
a freaking
though?
Court set up
no, no, no.
at this stadium.
And you know what? That's reduced the problems.
That's right, see?
There's much less fighting now.
We take
now
care
Eagles
of our
fans.
Hooligans.
So do you spit on people at the games, Andy?
No, I try to keep my saliva in my own mouth.
Well, hey there.
Hey, fantastic. Thanks for sharing.
Our phone lines are open right now. Give us a call at 215-953-4979. Tell us what's on your mind. Well, let's switch gears and talk money. Everyone's favorite topic.
Andy, cancer's
cha-ching. I said cha-ching for 2 weeks.
Two weeks in a row.
Wow.
That's exciting.
I wasn't planning on that.
Cancer's annual compensation report is about to come out. How are distributors paying and motivating sales reps this year? Anything different?
Well, distributor sales rep pay is up across the board just a little bit, but up for 2008 as it compares to 2007 for reps of all different experience, for years, for 2 years experience, for 2 to 5 years, and for more than 5 years. So that's good news for distributor salespeople. The interesting thing that we found was that the use of the 50-50 split, which has been the traditional compensation plan in the market, is really just going by the wayside. It's gone down from distributors who say that they use the exact 50-50 split from about 52% a few years ago down to 32% this year. So people are really leaning towards more like a 65-35 type of thing. And that's giving some interesting shifts on the way that compensation is happening.
All right. Well, thanks, Andy. We have a caller, supplier, Renee Wells, on line 4. Good morning, Renee.
Rena.
Good morning, everyone.
Rena. Hi,
Rena.
Hi. Hello.
Rena. What's on your mind, Rena?
I'm just calling in. I was calling in for the celebrity. I knew it wasn't Misha, and I thought it was a Matt Damon Pay.
Too late. You snooze your little. So wait, you thought it was Matt Damon?
I did.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry we missed you.
No, not much on my mind. I was listening to the Brett Favre thing, and I'm just happy we're Minnesota here, so we don't have them.
Oh, you're a Viking.
Viking, yeah.
Oh, so you didn't want him.
Yeah, I didn't want him. He's a football fossil. Cute.
That's all right. We'll take that football fossil.
One hard tackle, and he's breaking a hip.
That guy's never missed a game in 16 years.
I know. But
he does have all gray hair. Do any of the football players are all gray anyway?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
You're okay.
He has no hair. What does
I got
care?
Nothing. So what's the difference?
Purple.
Well, thanks for calling in, Renee.
Rena.
I'm sorry.
Rena. Thanks, Rena.
Excuse me, Rena. Have a good day. Andy, anything? I know that besides the compensation study, you're talking about what motivates top-selling salespeople. Any surprises in that?
Well, one of the interesting things that people told us almost across the board is that they're motivated not necessarily from the way that their companies compensate them or, give incentive plans, but more from the ways that they can work with their clients. You know, if they're given the freedom to work creatively, both from their own distributor company and from the clients that they work with, then that really helps them to stay motivated, come up with creative plans.
So creativity is the name of the game.
It is.
All right, we have Glenn Colton, a distributor from Atlanta. Oh, Michelle's laughing at that one, I guess. On line one. Glenn, how are you this morning?
Hi, Glenn.
Yeah. Hey, I'm good. Michelle, you're going to have to lean to one side or the other. There we go.
Where is the camera?
Hey,
oh, there
sweetie.
It is right there. Oh, I think I'll stay like this.
Hi.
Hi, Michelle. That's just really a great view of you through the microphone.
Well, Glenn was the one who emailed us last week complaining that he couldn't see the babes.
Yeah, he wanted to.
He can only see the guys.
We can't see them either. And we're in the same room. We don't think we have any. I mean that with much love in my heart.
Yes.
I feel the love.
Glenn, what's on your mind besides Michelle?
Okay, and there's this set of handcuffs that apparently you left, and I'm supposed to get them back. No, that's not why I called.
This is a family show, Glenn.
Okay. Returning to PG, you were talking about how the 50-50 split had gone by the wayside, and yep. 32% of the 18% said the 6%, et cetera, whatever. I just have a little story to tell you, not naming any names. It's an anecdote, but no names are mentioned. All my life, I've noticed that whenever a distributor salesperson gets their commissions at the end of the year, in other words, when they tally up all they've done for a full year, once they get into that magical world of about 60 grand, maybe it's a little higher now, they have this little light bulb that goes off, and it sounds like this. Bing! Hey!
Bing!
Yeah, actually, light bulbs don't sound like anything, but there's a bing and a light bulb, and they think, hey, if I made 60 grand working for this Jamoke, if I was to quit and become my own distributor.
His own Jamoke.
Exactly. Become my own stupid loser. I would instantly double my earnings to $120,000. Then they pause and think, what would I have to do that? Well, I guess I would still need the help and cooperation of the multi-line reps. I don't know why, but they're always the first ones that are considered. And every time these people turn to the multi-line reps and say, hey, if I leave so-and-so who's taken good care of me and helped me become what I am and go off on my own without a clue, will you still back my play? And the multi-line reps, God bless them, always say, yeah, sure.
And then what happens?
Well, my thinking is the multi-line rep should be made to pay. Okay.
This is where the rub comes
from. Yeah, well, how are we paying?
The multi-line reps should have a little card, not unlike the Miranda rights. Oh. And it should read something like this. First of all, you have the right to be stupid and quit your existing distributor to go off on your own. Okay? If you cannot afford to go off on your own, borrow the money from your parents because that's the only person who's going to loan it to you. You also, if you can't afford money from your parents, we advise you to find someone else who will lie to you and tell you you'll be fine. P.S. Do you know how to work a computer?
Well, those are some enlightening words from Glenn Colton. Thanks, Glenn.
Thanks, Glenn.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
We have one tiny sliver amount of time left for Joe to tell us what happened on his vacation.
Well, every year when we get on the Outer Banks, we do this highbrow thing called go-karting. And we have to race on this track called Free Fall, which is a figure eight, and you got to come down this huge, steep hill and make a turn, and I'm always afraid of crashing.
It sounds like
so that's number one. So this year, some jamoke, to borrow Glenn's terminology, was gaining from behind me, but his flip-flop was stuck underneath his brake pedal, and coming around a turn, rather than taking his foot off the gas, he decides to keep going with the foot all the way down on the gas, and he rams into me and sends me head forward into a wall.
Like that.
Absolutely. The people we were with could not see it. My wife said she heard it, and then the go-karts kept coming around except for me, and then she saw the guy running the race come around to where I was, and she thought something was up, and then about 5 minutes later, I really thought I broke my leg. I really did. It was that
and
much
your
pain. My glasses went flying. He had to find my glasses.
It's a road rage.
I had to come walking down this hill, and I was limping. I'm still sore to this day. I still have a little bit of limp, and this guy does not even say, geez, I'm sorry I did that.
It was a hit and run.
Should have popped him.
He's talking about, oh, it got stuck and blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, take your foot off the gas, idiot. You know, you don't have to keep
obviously
going.
Obviously, he's still smarting about this.
Well, yeah, my leg's still smarting.
Because
so.
You're 100. You're
thank
Methuselah,
you,
Joe.
Everyone can send their get well cards to Joe, courtesy of ASI. On that note, we're out of time. Thanks for listening to the ASI Morning Show. Tune in next week when we'll hear from distributors who have dealt with nightmare clients and are still alive to talk about it. Have a happy day.